This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Tridelta Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I'm joined by Josh Tward, VP and Head of Insurance Operations with Tridelta Private Wealth. Josh continues to provide his expertise and advice to a wide range of clients in the areas of insurance and estate planning. Josh is one of the founding members of Tridelta and earned his MBA from Schulich in Toronto. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. As you came up in the industry, what has been the best piece of advice you received, or maybe the most important lesson that you still draw on today?
That's a good question. I think there are the biggest principles kind of, for me, probably haven't changed. I was told early on, try and, you know, always put the client first and try and keep a wide range of knowledge, which really gives a lot of options. I would say those two things were things that kind of stood out for me even early on, and I try and stay true to it today.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you have the, as I know, you have the career to back that up, so that's great. You've worked with a wide array of Canadians, like I mentioned. Can you share some of what clients can expect when working with you?
Sure. I would say, you know, our approach is always to be pretty detailed, and I think sometimes clients are a little worried because if it's not their area of expertise, they don't want to appear silly if they don't understand it. But I always joke and say, by the end of it, you'll understand everything. We'll try and make it as simple as possible. And so, you know, we're big on detailed analysis and then trying to simplify it, apples to apples comparison, pros and cons, so that clients know exactly what we might be suggesting and why.
Especially with areas like insurance and estate planning, which is it fair to say that those are less appreciated segments of really what we do?
I do think so. I think people are surprised that they have certain preconceived notions in the area. And I think for good reason. I think, you know, people often, you know, will think of car insurance and then have the idea of, well, it's just a waste of money. And then, you know, first thing we do is pay out of pocket. So I think that we do have some stigmas naturally, and I understand it. But I think that once we kind of sit down and explain the process and the power of insurance and what the purpose is, people really see it a little bit differently.
I'm sure even too, just to build off that, there's a lot of people that just assume they have the insurance in place that they need because they have some kind of policy through work, and that's where a lot of your expertise comes into play, right?
Yeah, I think that's really you know, an astute observation. I think it's 28 years now in the business, I've had scenarios where people who are very accomplished and, you know, who believe that what they have is something that is not actually what they have. And it's understandable because everybody has their expertise and, you know, stuff that's complex we forget. But I do think that that's part of the power of what we do when we kind of look at everything as it sits now and assess what they have and then explain it and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would you say is the typical client who you tend to work best with or maybe finds the most value in what you provide?
I don't think there's a typical. I think we deal with everybody from all walks of life, different careers, different purposes. We have clients who are don't have dependents but have been successful and have money, and they want to leave it to charities of choice or universities. On the business side, for, you know, key man insurance or buy sell agreements, professionals. So I would say that we really look, and it kind of keeps it interesting. We deal with all kinds of different people. There isn't just one specific focus.
And I know we spoke a little bit about it already, but are there any common misconceptions that people tend to have when thinking about insurance?
Yeah, I think there are, and I think that's where the power is. I think, first of all, it's an uncomfortable topic for people. People will sometimes be humorous about it or not, and they're like, I know I've put this off way too long. I think ultimately, though, it's something that starts to stress people when they have, you know, it's about protecting loved ones with loss of income in scenarios that aren't fun to think about. But I do find that when people deal with it over the years, the most common words that come from clients from various backgrounds is, I'm sleeping better at night. Thank God, you know, it's behind us. And so there's a lot of power to that.
And how do you integrate insurance into the overall holistic planning that TriDelta engages in with clients?
Yeah, so I think there's that. It's another thing that I think people are surprised to see that, you know, they look at it separate. But with our model, it's about, you know, obviously growing wealth and you know, dealing with various aspects of clients' financial lives. And insurance is a critical part because on the one hand, it protects that. It protects what you're working hard to build. It protects your loved ones and your businesses. But it protects the assets you're growing and ultimately your goals, retirement goals and things like that. So it becomes a really important part to protect it. But the thing that people are surprised to hear with some of our clients is that there's ways of structuring insurance where it's a pretty powerful alternative investment that's pretty conservative as well. Mm-hmm. So it can, you know, if done right and with the proper information and tailored to clients' needs, it can serve many different purposes in terms of people's financial picture.
We've talked a lot about you as an expert in insurance and estate planning. Obviously, you've had a very tenured career to back that up. But what about who you are? What would you want anyone listening to know about you?
Personally, outside of work, I would say, well, I have four kids and a wife, and three of my kids are graduated or graduating university. So I spent about a decade of my life coaching, you know, various levels of baseball and for a number of years hockey. So that's always been a passion as well.
So before we wrap things up, I wanted to ask if you have any final comments or words of wisdom for anyone who is listening along.
I would say, you know, it would be really to think about insurance differently. And I think that that's part of really what we do well, that, you know, everybody wants to build, you know, wealth and assets and be able to attain their goals. But, you know, this is a critical part that people sometimes, I'm not going to say they don't think about, they're not really aware of it. So on the one hand, it helps to protect what you're building. But on the other hand, it can be a pretty smart alternative as part of the financial picture as well.
Certainly. So thanks again for joining me, Josh. That concludes this recording of Canadian Wealth Wisdom, and more specifically, our series on Who is TriDelta? A look at the individuals behind the logo.